You're listening to SBS News.
On a day when Victoria recorded no new cases of COVID-19 and no further deaths, Premier Daniel Andrews announced it was time for many of the restrictions to be lifted.
From 11:59pm, Tuesday the 27th of October, all retail will open. Restaurants, hotels, cafes and bars, they will reopen as well. Indoor, there'll be a maximum of 20 people seated with 10 people per space. Outdoor, a maximum of 50 people with one person per 2 square metres. Beauty, personal services and tattooing, provided you can wear a mask, will reopen.
Wedding limits will increase to a maximum of 10. Funerals will be able to have up to 20 people and outdoor gatherings will be limited to 10 people. Melburnians will be able to leave their homes without restriction as long as they stay within 25 kilometres of their residence. Premier Andrews says the 25-kilometre limit and other restrictions will be eased on the 8th of November if the state can keep case numbers down. After the catastrophic failures of hotel quarantine, which created the second wave, it's taken almost 5 months to contain the virus with stay-at-home orders, including curfews, to limit person-to-person interactions. An outbreak in Melbourne's northern suburbs is the latest challenge, and Daniel Andrews says cases wouldn't have been contained unless there was good contact tracing.
A day of zero cases is an amazing achievement, and it belongs to every single Victorian who has stayed the course and done as I've asked, worked with me and my team, a team that is thousand strong, who are doing first class work. You don't go and test 4,000 people in the northern suburbs and come back with zero unless you've got good contact tracing, good community engagement. And that should give every Victorian confidence that we can stay on top of this. We are determined to.
Dr. John Hodgson is a GP who's worked in Melbourne's northern suburbs for almost 40 years. He says even among his patients with perfect English language skills, some have not understood what's required of them if they're asked to do things like self-isolate. Dr. Hodgson says person-to-person communication, rather than leaflets and signs or media appeals from political leaders and bureaucrats, are the most effective ways to ensure critical information is understood and acted upon.
I've often thought that having me filmed is giving out to the patients in the waiting room a short sort of advertisement, if you like, about good health. And in COVID case, it would be, what does a self-isolating actually mean? That you, and some examples, that you can't go to the shops, that your children can't go to school, that they have to remain inside the house. And then we can discuss, well, when they come into the room, I've sort of set the scene. So we would discuss, how do you actually practically put these restrictions into practice in your house?
Dr. Hodgson suspects there are people in the region who should be getting tested but are choosing not to do so.
I suspect that some of the numbers coming down are by luck rather than design. And I think that if you want a robust system, it would be helpful if you had local people in local communities talking to local groups in some manner. So whether that's, as I say, by YouTube clips or things along those lines, but you've got to be able to use social media much more than we currently do.
This week sees the return of the remainder of Victoria's school students who'd been forced to engage in months of remote learning. Principal of Auburn High School, Maria Cavuni, says her students have been resilient and adaptable.
You're home, you're back at school, you're home, and they've really adjusted well. And there's no right or wrong, they've managed to do it. I think that'll keep them in good stead for future years. I feel that in terms of their learning, I feel that students will catch up and they'll catch up with their gaps. I think there's been reflective time, which is good for them, but I just want them to really enjoy being back and just be positive and just see this as a real learning experience.
16-year-old Year 10 student Elise Fillet prefers on-campus learning over the virtual alternative.
Definitely school on-site learning is better. I mean, there are always ups and downs with online and on-site learning. But I'd say on site is very, it's a lot easier to concentrate and really have motivation to do the class and the work. So I'd say I'm very glad to be back in that sense. Yeah.
After keeping its border shut to mainlanders for months, Tasmania has reopened to people from low-risk jurisdictions. People from Queensland, WA, South Australia, the Northern Territory and the ACT now won't have to self-isolate upon arrival. The reopening meant that this Tasmanian woman and her husband could fly to Brisbane to welcome their first grandchild into the world.
Certainly, because the reason we're going is that my daughter-in-law is in labour as we speak with my first grandchild, so I hope we'll get there before the baby's actually born. But
that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome. And obviously when you come back, you won't have to quarantine.
No, we don't. No.
And the federal government's coronavirus tracing app has helped find just 17 previously unidentified contacts in 6 months, all of which were in New South Wales. The $2 million COVID-safe app has been widely criticised for not discovering many unknown close contacts. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.